Welcome back. Good to see you again. Coming in on the third big boss, the third big enemy of getting work done. This may not be a big surprise to you. It's anxiety. Anytime you think about doing the thing, you feel this low level of anxiety. And that makes you not want to do it. It's a conditioned response. Every time I think about writing my book, I feel this kind of low-grade anxiety. That's unpleasant. Anxiety is a physiological response, right? It's unpleasant brain chemical things. And so I don't do it because I associate thinking about writing my book with not feeling good. This can make you almost sort of ghost on yourself. So if you've ever found yourself kind of blinking and saying, I was going to write today. I don't know what happened to the day. What happened to today? Why did that not happen? Then you probably have some low-grade anxiety. It's not so bad that, you know, it's really sending you into a panic attack or something that really feels just dreadful, but it's this low-grade not feeling good. By the way, imposter syndrome lives here. It's one of the things that can create imposter syndrome, is this kind of low grade, you know, I shouldn't even start writing this book because I'm not a writer. Who am I to think I'm a writer? The book's probably going to suck. I'm just going to go play 4 hours of Pokemon Go, which is like completely a thing I can do, you know? So the most important thing to know, first of all, is you have so much company, including a lot of the people that you admire in this world, okay? Somebody that you know, you read their books or you listen to their podcast or you read their blog and you think, that person really has it together. And I know this because people have come up to me and said, you really have it together. I don't know how you get so much done. And I laugh hysterically because I am very imperfect in this world. And I feel like that's what lets me be useful. Because I'm not, you know, I know people like Pamela Slim, and I love her. She's awesome. But I think Pamela Slim just really is that good. I think she's just that, she's got it together. She formed the habits. She used to do capoeira, which is a martial art, a dance-based martial art. I think she probably developed a lot of discipline doing that. She's just super disciplined, and I love her, and she's smart, and she has a lot to teach. But she can't teach me about productivity because she doesn't understand how, you know, just how just whack some of my habits are. I need somebody way more flaky to teach me. And those have been my teachers. So if you think about human beings as a species, we are both predator and prey. So, you know, prehistoric people, we caught things to eat. But we also, you know, lions and tigers and bears, oh my, right? We have been preyed on by big animals with long teeth. And that's in our DNA. If we don't feel safe, if we feel anxious, if we have that physiological reaction, we will tend to either hide or we will tend to freeze in place. That is a thing we do. Now, there are tons of really good techniques for managing this. We just have to be aware of it enough to actually do our techniques. So another recommendation for you guys, this one is free. You can just go out and go get it. There's a whole new, relatively new modality in therapy. It's called Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, and the abbreviation is ACT. So super important. I'm not a therapist. I'm not licensed to do therapy on you, and most of the time, it's not a good idea to do do-it-yourself therapy. But ACT is an exception to that. It is it's a modality that has a lot of techniques that anybody can do. You can just get a book or listen to a podcast and do them. And that's the only reason that I teach them, is because it's you don't have to be a licensed therapist to get real benefit out of them. But I do want to encourage you, you know, if you've tried my technique or you bought a book about ACT and it gets you part of the way, but you really feel like I really could use talking to somebody. I really want you to go talk to somebody, because getting help is a normal, natural part of life. We all need somebody to talk to. So please do go seek help if you feel like that would help you. So I'm going to talk about one technique from ACT now. You might have heard me mention this word during the session, defuse, and that is a word that comes from ACT. So it's not defuse like defusing an explosive. It's actually defuse as in de-attach. It's getting unfused from an idea that's messing with your head and messing with your behavior. So you probably have, it's normal to have an idea that comes to you multiple times a day that maybe is not such a positive idea, like I suck at my job, okay? Or like I'm a terrible parent, you know, I'm blowing this parenting thing. I'm just not good at it. Most people who are good at something, like being a parent or are good at their jobs, actually think this thought all the time. Conversely, some people who are unbelievably horrible at their jobs never have this idea. It never occurs to them that they're terrible at their job. Okay? It never occurs to them, you know, that they're rotten at being a spouse or they're rotten at being a parent. It's just not occurring to them. Narcissists, sociopaths, they don't spend a lot of time on this idea. But the rest of us, it comes up pretty commonly. Now, it can help you keep growing. So you may have heard this, most good public speakers are nervous about public speaking. They have nerves before they get on stage. Those nerves give them that little boost of stress chemicals that helps them do a good job. So a little bit of this is very useful. That's why, Kelly McGonigal wrote a book about the upside of stress. That little boost of stress chemicals can be good, but it can also get you to hide or freeze in place, and then it's not so good. So I'm going to teach you right now one technique to detach or unattach from a recurring idea when it's become unhelpful. Just an idea of, I suck, I'm not a good writer, this book is going to be terrible, if I complete this book, then I'm going to have to find an agent and that's too scary, whatever it is, okay? The low-level anxiety that's getting in the way of you doing the thing. First, it's not about not having the thought anymore. You will continue to have the thought. Don't worry about it. What we're going to do is we're just going to get you a little bit less attached to it, so it's not your identity. You can just recognize it. This is an old idea from Buddhism and other mindfulness practice. The idea just becomes something that floats across like a cloud in the sky. It's just a cloud. It's going to go away. So the first way to do is, I want you to think about, do you have a thought like this? Do you have something that is just, I'm a bad writer, or I'm not a real writer, or I'm not cut out to run a business, anything at all. I'm not athletic. That was a big one for me. When my personal trainer looked at me with kind of a look like, I can't believe you think that, and said, yeah, I think you're an athlete. It changed my world. Okay, so what is that idea for you? I'm going to shut up for a second and let you just get clear. What's your unhelpful idea that just floats through your head regularly? Okay, me shutting up now for a few seconds. All right. I think most of us have something. If you don't, you know, high five. Well done you. Go, I don't know. Go do something wonderful with your great life. All right. Now I want you to think about a simple song that kind of maybe an earworm song. So it could be the birthday song. It could be, you know, the theme song to a silly television show. Gilligan's Island, I find, is always a good one. Stairway to Heaven, you know, who doesn't have that kind of stuck in their head? Anything that's just simple and memorable. Now I want you to take a minute, and I want you to sing your thought to yourself to the tune of that song. I did this on stage at the event in Norway I sang the I Suck song to Happy Birthday. So just, you know, Yellow Rose of Texas, any song that you know. Sing your thought to yourself and just make up words about your thought to the tune of the song. So I'm going to let you, if you can do it out loud, that's kind of awesome, but most of us may not be there. So to yourself or out loud, and I'm going to mute myself for about maybe a minute and let you sing your I Suck song to yourself to the tune of a familiar song that's just worn a groove in your brain. All right, you got a minute. All right. So now that you've done that, check in with yourself on that thought. Do you feel any differently about it? Does it feel like something that's not so much like a part of your identity and more just like a thing that lives outside of you? It's a cloud, right? It exists. You can see it, but it's not really, it's not you and you're not it. Now, if singing it to yourself is a song, that it works really well for me. Some people find it more helpful, and I also find this helpful, is they say the thought in a cartoon voice, internally, unless you're really good at voices. So they imagine Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse saying this. They imagine Homer Simpson saying the thought. They imagine the Tick, if you remember that wonderful classic cartoon. Any character you don't take too seriously. It could be Groucho Marx. Anybody who has kind of a silly voice or a real distinctive voice. And you imagine that person saying the thought in your head. It's important that it's somebody you don't give a lot of investment to. Don't make this a parent. Don't make this your mentor. We do that. We do too much of that. Right? The voice in our head, the critical voice. Take your critical voice and recast it to something silly. Mickey Mouse does it for me. I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds. Try saying the thought in the voice of a voice you don't take seriously at all. Could be a political figure that you don't respect. I'm just saying. All right. So hopefully you actually did it. Sometimes people feel it's almost embarrassing, but hopefully you actually did the thing. So here's why we do this. There's two things that this technique does. And the more often you do it, the better it works. This isn't really a one and done. It's something when you catch yourself having that low-grade anxiety, look for the shadow anxiety. Bring your awareness to it. That's the first thing you do. Is it just gets you aware of, oh, I'm having a tiny bit of low-grade anxiety about that project because I think I'm not a good writer and I don't think I'm ever going to be a good writer. And I don't like that feeling. I don't like feeling that way. It makes me feel very unconfident and unawesome. Okay, so first it's awareness. Just awareness is helpful. But secondly, awareness sometimes just makes the anxiety worse. So it gives you something to do with the anxiety instead of just sitting there feeling crummy. It helps you detach from the anxiety and begin to think of it as something that exists outside of you. It isn't you, it's a song, or it's a silly cartoon voice. I mean, how seriously can you take an opinion that's been voiced by Mickey Mouse? So it gives you a little distance. It is a practice. So it's something that the more you do it, the more that then you associate sitting down to work with a silly song from a TV show instead of with a low-grade anxiety that you're avoiding looking at because it makes you feel crummy about yourself. So try that out this week. Even if you know your mind has not been blown, give it a shot. this week and see if it helps you feel a little less of a negative association with your big project. So keep an eye out for that negative self-talk anytime it comes up, but especially when you're sitting down to do the thing you want to do. And then when you spot it, set it to music or put it to a silly voice, and you can shake it up. The more different things you associate with a negative voice, the more you're messing it up. You're messing up that voice's ability to actually convince you that you're not, you know, awesome. All right, so we're going to do a quick recap here. There's three secret Mario enemies to getting your work done. And they're only secret because we tend to not really look at them. The first is just you don't have enough clarity. You haven't unpacked it enough. You don't have it broken down into subtasks that are manageable, or you have preparation that you have not accounted for. The preparation's not on your list yet. Or you have no idea how long this is going to take, and so you're hesitant to get into it because you're not sure you have enough time to really do it justice. That's the easy one. The medium one is you just do not feel like it. You don't have the emotional energy, or you don't have the mental energy. And that could be a biomechanical issue. You just honestly are not getting enough sleep, or you have too much stress. So too much stress hormones can kind of flood your brain. Or it could be, even if you're not getting enough sleep or you have too much stress, you would probably benefit from just developing a reliable habit for it. You may be setting the bar a little too high, so try making it a mini habit. Pick up Stephen Geis's book on Elastic Habits. It's going to help you. And that'll be a future workshop where we'll unpack that if you want some help, because like everything, those mini habits and elastic habits work better when you have some colleagues who are expecting you to show up and do them. And then the third big one, the big boss, the Bowser, is that you have anxiety, often low-level anxiety, so you're not even really perceiving it. And it's making you feel crummy, and you have associated feeling crummy with doing your important work. And we solve that one by paying attention to our thoughts, by looking for maybe there's a message that keeps showing up, a sentence or an idea that's generating the anxiety, that's a trigger for anxiety. And then we're going to recast it. We're going to associate it with some things that are a little bit silly and less threatening and less scary. And any good beginning book on ACT will give you options if you don't, you know, if Worth Club is just, it's maybe more commitment than you are into right now. All right. Those are your three secret enemies. I am very curious to see if any of these is recognizable to you. If any of these is like, oh, I think that's it. I think that's what's bugging me. So do let us know. Or if there's one I haven't addressed, please let me know, because I would love to tackle it if it's something that I can find a solution for. So until we meet again, you guys are the best. Show up, do the work, be excellent to one another, and I'll catch you soon. See you soon. Peace out, guys.